One thing I know we're all aware of is that food and water is necessary for survival. This is why the greatest forms of charity that we can do is to feed the hungry and give water to the thirsty, especially if we're giving it to people who are too poor, who do not have enough money or enough resources to afford even the basics of survival. This is why our Lord tells us in many places in the gospel that when we give the food and the water to them, it is as if we're giving it to Christ himself. Serving our neighbor means serving our Lord. So it shouldn't really surprise us when we're looking at the readings today that the giving of food and water to the people, God giving food and water to his people, is the image of God's love for us, that God has this gift of grace that he bestows upon us throughout our lives. In fact, that's what we see in the first reading. Now, the first reading was a call to those in exile. The prophet Isaiah was reaching out to those who were in exile, those who had been kicked out of the promised land and spread throughout the Gentile nations, and was a call to those in exile to return to the Lord, that they would no longer need to worry about food and drink, because God would renew their covenant with him and return them to the promised land. Well, for us now, many years after this time that Isaiah was writing, we too are in exile here on earth. You might have heard someone say to something extent of, this is not our homeland. Here on earth, we have a promised land as well that we're called to, and we are in exile from that promised land. And like the Israelites, we are called to turn to the Lord, to return to him, to live in his love, and to be open to his gift of grace, that we too may one day enter into our promised land of heaven, that we might enter into his covenant, a covenant which was made between us and him through the blood of his Son. Now, a sign of this love, a sign of this covenant that we see in the gospel today, is the feeding of the 5,000 with the 2 loaves and the 5 fish. Now, this miracle that our Lord undertook is a foreshadowing of the Eucharist. It shows us that our Lord feeds us through the Eucharist, feeds us with himself in the Eucharist, and that the Eucharist is truly the greatest gift that we can receive here on earth. The question for us as Catholics is, do we appreciate what and who the Eucharist is? The Eucharist is not just something. It truly is our Lord Jesus Christ. And when we come forward to receive the Eucharist at the end of Mass, do we receive out of routine, out of something we do just because that's what we do every time we come to Mass? And maybe distractedly, are we more concerned about what everybody else is doing around us and making sure to shake hands with the ushers as we come forward and all that? Are we distracted as we come forward? Or as we come forward to receive our Lord, are we meditating on him, meditating on who we are receiving? And then receive out of true love and devotion to our Lord, seeking to be united to him through this great miracle, this great sacrament of the Holy Eucharist. Do we desire the Eucharist more than anything else in the world? Are we willing to let things get between us and the Eucharist? Or do we make the Eucharist a priority and desire it more than anything else we could ever desire in the world? Unfortunately, I think we tend to take the Eucharist for granted. We tend to take this great gift that we receive as a right, as something we're entitled to, and something that we have to make sure we get, instead of a privilege. Do we allow the world, the things of the world, to become more important? Allow the things of the world to get between us and God, to separate us from God's love? Now, I want to make this clear. St. Paul says in the second reading today, nothing outside of us can separate us from the love of God. Nothing. God will never cut himself off from us. He never chops us off. He never says, I'm done with you, and cuts us off. But we can cut ourselves off from him. That's what I mean by the things of the world getting between us and God. We cut ourselves off from God. How do we do this? Well, simple things like submitting to a temptation instead of resisting it. You know, it's too easy for us to fall into sin by falling into a temptation instead of resisting the temptation. We cut ourselves off from God through sin. Then when we have fallen into sin, pridefully refusing the sacrament of reconciliation instead of accepting the gift of this reconciliation with love and humility, and it is a gift. We cut ourselves off by allowing the things of the world, such as sports, vacations, our jobs and our livelihoods, our material goods, to get between us and following God, following His commandments. You know, God will never cut us, will never separate Himself off from us. God will never separate Himself off from us, ever. But we can separate ourselves from Him. When we do separate ourselves from Him, may we accept His call to come to Him that we may have life.